What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Thursday, July 19th, 2018. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. Sure happy it's Thursday. And we have got a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room ready to answer the phone, put you on the air with your comments, questions, and opinions. A reminder that our third hour guest today will be Leon Hsu, from the Sovereign Kingdom of Hawaii, and he's actually going to be calling into the show from down on the Big Island in Hilo, so we might be able to get some additional details about the volcano as well as his progress on getting international recognition for an independent nation of Hawaii. All right, so let's get on into it. William Binney has now added his voice to the crowd of people saying it would have been impossible for the Russians to have broken into the DNC servers and copied off the data. And he said the main reason is that an analysis of the stolen files showed they were downloaded at a rate of 49 megabytes per second. Now, the internet can't do that, especially here on Spectrum. Connections people have simply cannot hit that speed from one personal computer to another. It might be possible with a very good server with an extreme connection, but the DNC didn't have that. Over the web, it would be unlikely. The only thing that is possible for the download speeds recorded embedded in the files is a high-end flash drive plugged into a USB 3 port. So once more, there's evidence against this being a Russian hack, or for that matter, a hack from anybody. And once again, we're looking back at Seth Rich, who certainly would have known how to use a high-performance flash drive and a USB 3.0 port, as being the leak. But despite that, the Democrats and the corporate media are basically operating on the assumption that the Russians did hack the DNC servers. It's a foregone conclusion. The science is settled. Only a Russian stooge would dare question it now. And they're declaring it an act of war. They're really pushing forward on this and saying, oh, yes, it's an act of war when they come on in and hack our computers. And again, there is no proof. There is no proof that any of this stuff actually happened as described. Now, yesterday we were talking about how one Democrat was equating the alleged hacking with Pearl Harbor. And today, Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal is comparing it to 9/11. They're really reaching. They're just scrambling to push this agenda. But you need to remember something. The United States went to war with Iraq without any evidence of weapons of mass destruction. Now we're being driven to war with Russia without any evidence of collusion or hacking. And the same guy is behind both of them. Because for those of you who don't remember, Robert Mueller was at the forefront of those claiming Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. And now he's back at it again, saying Russian hacking, Russian collusion, pushing for more war. Well, here's your rifle, Robert. Paul K. Roberts is out with another article saying crazed U.S. prostitutes drive the world to nuclear war. And he's just pointing out, and everybody can see this for themselves, it's like corporate media is standing behind us with cattle prods and bullwhips, just trying to drive us off the edge of this cliff to a major, major war. And I love this one sentence that he has in this article talking about America's corporate media. The only conclusion is that the American print and TV media is devoid of all intelligence, all integrity, and all self-respect. The American print and TV media is a collection of excrement that should be flushed down the toilet. And the instant I read that, my first reaction is don't sugarcoat it like that. Tell us how you really feel. But we do know Paul Craig Roberts is absolutely right. Now, Mark Levin was on Fox News Channel's Hannity saying that there are psychopaths in the media. And he went on to say, it doesn't matter what Trump did, backing off on the meddling issue. It wouldn't have made any difference. No matter what he says, the media and the Democrats are still going to be attacking him. So Trump has no reason to play nice anymore. It's not going to get him anything. It really is time for him to get out those presidential brass knuckles. And I think right now the American public would side with him, because we're all sick and tired of the snowflakes and the whiners and the crybabies that are out there. All right, we're going to take a phone call. James in South Carolina, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Michael, I was listening yesterday, and you were talking about Sandy Hook right at the end of the show. Well, I remember,
yes.
I think about 2 months ago, you made this, I'm almost positive you made the statement that Alex Jones had gone to court against the Posner man about defamation, and the lawyer had asked the man if he could prove that the dead child was his son, and the man could not do it, and the case was dropped.
That was Wolfgang Halbig, not Alex Jones. But Wolfgang Halbig and Alex Jones are back in court now in a jury trial. They're being sued by the parents of Sandy Hook, and we're waiting to hear an update of it. But it is a jury trial, which means Halbig is going to have a chance to stand up there. And basically all he's got to prove is that a reasonable person would say there are problems with the official story. That's all he's got to do, because in order to secure any kind of a punitive conviction against him, the plaintiffs are going to have to prove malice, that Alex Jones and Wolfgang Halbig intended to cause them some kind of harm, and they can't do that. Of course, they may not be thinking about winning the lawsuit. They may just want to drag it on out and try and bankrupt both of them. Easy to do in the case of Wolfgang, unfortunately.
It does seem very strange that the man could not prove that the dead child was his son. I mean, that ought to be a red flag waving all over the place.
Yeah, it would be a red flag. I'm not sure about the exact details of it, but I know that during the discovery process, Halbig's lawyer demanded documentation, and I think one version I heard, it was simply to prove that he actually lived in the city at the time of the incident, and Posner just dropped the case and he was gone. But they're back in court again, and it's a very, very dangerous precedent where they're just going to try and sue anybody who questions the official story about anything out of existence. So I'm hoping that Alex and Wolfgang will prevail in this and set a legal precedent. This could actually go all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, it needs to come to some kind of termination one way or another. Thank you, Michael.
I agree. All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And we're going to take a phone call from Francis in Montreal. Aloha, Francis. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. I wanted to talk about further ramifications that are emerging from the big Helsinki meeting. And there's
yes.
a really good article in The Spectator that just came out. And I want to draw it to your attention and to all your audience. Assad is back for good in Syria and with Trump's blessing. A U.S.-Russia peace plan has huge implications for the Middle East, by John R. Bradley. And it goes on
yes.
to talk about this is not just Putin. Benjamin Netanyahu's involved. Assad is there to stay. That's what they want. The U.S. is pulling out, and Bolton is actually involved. I'm surprised, because when Bolton got in, I was like, oh, my God, this is the worst of the neocons. But I thought, this is all getting straightened away now. And even Iran, the whole objective is, they don't like the Israelis, I think, are really terrified of a war over the Golan Heights, and with Iran and Hezbollah involved against them. So part of the deal is Hezbollah is going back to southern Lebanon, and they're going to stay put and be left alone. And Syria is going to be left there. There's just been a huge three-day battle in eastern
yes.
Syria with the Syrian army. And they've just completely destroyed the rebel forces. And they're actually,
yep.
they're taking the prisoners and dumping them off in the northeast corner, and they're going to get bombed into oblivion by the Russians and by the Syrian Air Force. And the main thing, though, is for the Israelis want, is now they want Iran to be pulled back and just get out of Syria because they're terrified of Iranian forces there. And part of the deal, apparently, is Russia is coming in and they're slapping $50 billion on the table on a big oil and gas investment in Iran. And so that's going to be the, you know, sweetener for the deal to get Iran out of there. And once that, Saudi Arabia is involved, the Gulf states are involved, and it's a massive, complex peace plan. And, you know, it's like Trump is just turning out to be this amazing diplomatist who's just sweeping away decades of garbage off the table and clearing a lot of problems up in the world.
Okay, let me back up here a little bit because I have one small problem. You know, first of all, the only people who know what was said in that two-hour meeting is Putin, Trump, and the translator. And Congress is trying to get the translator to testify under oath here. Your comment about the prisoners are just going to be dumped off in the Northwest and then bombed out of existence by Russia and Syria, that would not be part of any kind of a peace plan that had any chance of going public because you're talking about a war crime there. So right there, where is this information sourced from? That's my question.
I told you at the beginning, it's The Spectator. It just came out. It's by John R. Bradley. Assad is back for good in Syria and with Trump's blessing. A U.S.-Russia peace plan has huge implications for the Middle East. And let's see here. This is all pre-planned. All the diplomats, State Department people that came with Trump, and they were having meetings with the Russian alternatives. This is all being discussed behind the scenes. And with Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates said to be behind Israel, and Turkey scrambling to fall into line behind Russia, it's a done deal. Assad, in short, is here to stay, and the West must now begin to the process of coming to terms with the fact that it backed the losing side in the Syrian civil war. Given that it was the U.S. was close to going to war against Assad not so long ago, it's a shift, and one that's been some time in preparation. Last month, Trump quietly abandoned U.S.-backed Islamist rebels in southwestern Syria. This was the birthplace of an uprising against Assad. Most of the rebels surrendered and have been given safe passage to their last redoubt in the north. Those who remain now await what promises to be a final devastating onslaught from the Syrian army and their allies and the Russian Air Force. And yes, we should expect two acts in tandem. Syria is now, to all intents and purposes, a Russian protectorate. And so the Russians will win out of this a Mediterranean seaport. And the Israelis are good with that. Benjamin Netanyahu is good. So this is getting really complicated because there's all this other stuff. Like, this is speculation on just my part, but, you know, you look at the big shootout in Las Vegas and the change in power in Saudi Arabia and even, like, all the fury coming out of Hollywood and, you know, the pedo sex trafficking and all that stuff. And this is a big, elaborate, intertwined story. And it seems even within the Jewish higher levels, there seems to be some sort of a battle. Because, like, within Israel, like, we don't get it reported here too much, but if you read the Israeli press, like, they really want to get Netanyahu out. He's been there for almost 20 years, and there's a big press. And it seems like there's almost like a civil war within, like, the Zionist community. And Trump himself is a Zionist, but he's hated by this big faction of Zionists that hate Benjamin Netanyahu. And this whole peace plan seems to be something to do with that. Like, it's a desperation move by the Netanyahu faction and Trump to, you know, lock things down. And then, you know, the opposition Zionists are all screaming against any slander they can to try to, you know, impeach Trump or stage a coup d'etat just to stop it. And, you know, they'll even stage a, I don't know what went on in Las Vegas. That still baffles me that they can, you know, just massacre a bunch of people like that and then nothing is said. And there's no big inquiry or anything. And I've been watching politics closely since the 60s, and I've never seen, like, I'm a political junkie. I'm a news junkie. And it's like, I've never seen anything like it right now. Like, it's it's as crazy as the Cuban missile crisis and all that.
Definitely escalating. All right. Well, listen, thank you for the information, James. And I agree with you. It seems every day it gets just a little bit weirder out there. So we're going to let you go and switch over to Francis. And I'm sorry. This is Francis I'm talking to, right? I was talking to. All right. Phone lines are open. Got to keep track of that. So we're getting on back to the onslaught against Trump. And I have to admit, I have a great deal of sympathy for him, that he is just embattled from all sides. It's coming at him from left, right, from his own party, his own staffers, and the corporate media. So apparently, Adam Smith was on Tucker Carlson talking about this latest indictments against the Russians. And he comes right on out and says on Tucker Carlson that the indictment shows these Russian operatives had regular contact with high-ranking Trump officials. Here's the problem. It doesn't say that. It's not in the indictment. Adam Smith just made that up to push that whole collusion agenda again. In fact, last week, Rod Rosenstein said there was no allegation in this indictment that any American citizen committed a crime. And he said nothing about these 12 Russians having any contact with any Trump official. It was just another blatant lie by Adam Smith, desperate to link the Trump campaign to Russia. That's their last hope, to find a way to get him out of that office, to portray him as a Russian stooge and a Russian puppet. And there, it's falling on deaf ears. People may be burned out on it. The latest survey from Gallup, asking the nation, what is the most important problem? Russia got less than 1%, and it's still in decline. People are burned out about it. It's been going on a year and a half. We've been hearing about Russia collusion. There's no there. We're all starting to suffer from Russia fatigue, as it were. Now, former CIA Director John Brennan is out there now urging Republican patriots to help impeach Donald Trump after the Putin meeting. So it looks like they're realizing the Democrats will not take the House this November. So now they're starting to work on Republicans who might be convinced to turn on their president and their party and impeach him for whatever reason they're going to come up with. They're going to keep pushing this collusion story, call it a high crime and misdemeanor, and they're going to try and impeach the president without a single shred of evidence. Some people don't even want to wait until November. Whoopi Goldberg is demanding Homeland Security stage a Trump intervention. She was on The View Monday, and Goldberg and her fellow presenters was almost a race to see who could be the most enraged about Trump's performance at Helsinki. John McCain's daughter, Megan, basically said, are you an American first? Do you not believe in genocide? Or are you going to allow the chemical gassing of children right now? I mean, they're just grasping at anything out there. And unfortunately, the incivility is spreading the other way, because Michael Schur, a former senior official in the CIA and a New York Times bestselling author, wrote an essay this week calling for supporters of Donald Trump to murder the president's political enemies and media critics. Now, Schur has been described as a far-right lunatic, and he's called for political violence in the past. But in his most recent writings, the ex-CIA operative included a hit list of traitors, including Clapper, Hayden, Tapper, Acosta, Hillary Clinton, Comey, John Podesta, Maddow, McCabe, Brennan, Page, Strzok, Ray. The reporting staffs of the Washington Post and the New York Times, the Council on Foreign Relations. This is insane. We'll be right back.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're going to get on back to the news. A lot of people are on Donald Trump's case over his lack of confidence in the intelligence agencies. And of course, he backpedaled on that and said, yes, I have confidence in all of our intelligence agencies. Then, of course, he still got attacked for that. And now he's basically come on out and said, the problem is that he has no confidence in intelligence led by Brennan, Clapper, or Comey. And he said, it's very hard to have confidence in that group. And the president was responding to a question on by CBS anchor Jeff Glor, saying that, yeah, it's the people in charge of these intelligence agencies that are the issue. And this might be a good time to remind everybody that John F. Kennedy had a fight with the CIA, which ended badly for John Kennedy here. So before you start going after anybody who criticizes the intelligence agencies, you have to look at their history. And there's an article that came out of Breitbart. If you think U.S. intelligence is never wrong, I have some yellow cake for you. And they have made mistakes. The U.S. intelligence community totally missed the Soviet Union's plans to invade Afghanistan, not to mention the collapse of the Soviet Union itself. And the FBI still insists Vince Foster committed suicide, and that everybody who saw a missile hit TWA 800 were just drunk. So they may have good intelligence. They may not be sharing it. We had the ex-head of the CIA only yesterday saying that they might choose to withhold information from the president himself. They want to be in control of the flow of information. Because if they can control the information, if they control the intelligence, they can control the president. And it wouldn't be the first time. They were doing it to Kennedy. When Kennedy was trying to figure out what was going on with Vietnam, the intelligence agencies were feeding him filtered information to get the president to go along with an agenda they had decided on. Okay, so on CNN, Wolf Blitzer was interviewing Senator Rand Paul. Rand Paul said that he stands with Trump after his meeting with Putin in Helsinki and thinks that partisan hacks attacking Trump may be suffering from Trump derangement syndrome, which I guess is entering the popular lexicon, and that, yeah, you should question U.S. intelligence. They make mistakes. They carry out deceptions. Don't forget the CIA was running that gun and drug running operation out of Arkansas down to Nicaragua back in the 1980s. And Wolf Blitzer just lost it, just totally flipped at it. How can you stand with this man who actually shook the hand of the president of Russia? And this anti-Russia hysteria, it's way over the top. It's jumped the shark. And I think that's the reason the Gallup poll is showing it's not registering with Americans anymore. In fact, I'll tell you, the number one concern for most Americans right now is the immigration problems. Now, Russia has announced they want to bring charges against an Obama-era U.S. ambassador and other U.S. intelligence agents linked to Browder and this transfer out of Russia of $1.5 billion without taxes, $400,000 of which wound up in Hillary Clinton's campaign. And so far, the White House is not ruling it out. The White House is actually considering letting Russia question this former ambassador. So amazing. And apparently the former ambassador, McFaul, he's already getting defensive. He's acting like somebody's got something to hide. So Michael McFaul is not going to be sleeping very well. So there's going to be an issue there. I'm going to make a prediction here. Looking at the vitriol that's coming on out, the calls for violence on both sides, it's starting to feel like a replay of the 60s when we went through that age of a political assassination. John F. Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, the attempt on George Wallace. It almost feels like we're hitting that level again. Anyway, the FBI chief, Christopher Wray, is threatening to quit if Trump allows Russian agents to come to the United States to interview Michael McFaul. That's how tense the situation is. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We got a caller waiting on the line. We will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show. And we got a bunch of callers waiting on the line, so we're going to start with Glenn in Philadelphia. Aloha, Glenn. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Aloha, Mike. You had just cited an article that I believe you said ex-CIA. I think you said the last name was Shore, wrote, you know, listing a bunch of people by name as Trump administration for violence. You know, that just screamed to me that, you know, since they're not having very good success with frontal assault, that this guy's, you know, a crypto leftist and, you know, an enemy pretending to be pro-Trump, and then everybody knows that incitement to violence is unethical and illegal and wrong. So I think this guy is just a mole who's, you know, sounding off, trying to bring condemnation against Trump supporters, you know, so that people can say they're violent.
Because, I mean, that was, you know, it's bad enough we're getting it from the leftist side, from Maxine Waters and these other people. But somebody's got to just say, cool down. Let's go back to talking this through and trying to find, you know, something that works for both of our sides here.
Oh, yeah, of course. But like I said, anybody who, you know, openly advocates violence and names people and stuff like that. I mean, the Secret Service should be visiting him. you know, because he's, you know, I think he's an enemy masquerading as a friend and then behaving badly in order to get negative attention. So, just a thought. But, all right.
Well,
thank you.
Unless Shure were to threaten like a former president, I don't think the Secret Service has jurisdiction in this case, but definitely a case could be made for him to be arrested under incitement. So thank you for the phone call, Glenn. We're going to let you go and go to Peter in Los Angeles. Aloha, Peter. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Michael, can you hear me?
I hear you just fine.
Can you hear me? Oh, great. I'm at my car. Mike, I wanted to comment about Trump has every reason. As a matter of fact, I don't think there's ever been a president or even a governmental official in the history of the United States that would have more reason to doubt and to distrust our intelligence community. And let me just point out a couple of things that I know we have talked about before, but one of the things is there's not one person in Congress, even the people in the Senate and the House intelligence committees, that know what the real budget of the intelligence community is. Not one of them knows. They don't know. Some of them don't know the black stuff. Others don't know what they are, of course, getting from their drug smuggling and other smuggling and all of them are susceptible to bugging. After all, it is the intelligence community that bugged their own Senate Oversight Committee. Right?
Yes.
And that has, even before Trump was elected, they floated the idea of not giving him, truthful briefings. Do you remember that?
I remember that. I do remember that.
Yeah, I mean, so they've totally been out to get him. They own all the newspapers. As they said in the church committee meetings, there's not one journalist of any note in the mainstream media back in the 70s that the CIA didn't know. So they're completely dirty. They have an agenda. They've gone off the reservation in not only surveilling the American people, but intervening with their surveillance in the democratic, quote, process and on the side of Hillary Clinton. They're, you know, if all that were to come out and everything worked the way it should, they would be abolished for them. So anybody in their right mind, if they listen to these guys, remember that the journalists telling these stories, like Anderson Cooper, who was a CIA guy, either they're bought by the CIA, they were in the CIA, the CIA certainly is bugging them, they can bribe and silence them with knowledge of all of Congress, pretty much, and anybody who's clean in Congress that they're surveilling. Well, maybe their son or daughter's not. Maybe their mother or father is not. Maybe their wife isn't. Almost everybody can be gotten to. So these guys can get to everybody.
Yes, it's a sad fact of life here. And these people are not James Bond. In truth, you know, the few CIA people I've met were not very impressive back when I was at CBS Television City. But they have all this unbridled power. They have all of this wealth. They certainly act like they think they can do whatever they want because they're CIA. And it's sort of true. It's very rare that you see any CIA assets in a court. In fact, the last time I think that happened was in the run-up to the Watergate scandal.
Mike, I think that the most people question Trump's sanity and his mental stability. I think in his questioning the intelligence community is the sanest thing that any president I've ever seen done. They are completely, they're like the Gestapo, the KGB. They're horrible. They are the players behind the scenes. They're what has to be abolished, along with the Federal Reserve. You simply cannot have a democracy that can function with agencies that can, you know, are unauditable like the Federal Reserve or can bug every single human being in the world whenever they want, and also drop dirt on them, untrue dirt, and plant stories, you know, in the press, plant things on your computer. They can do whatever they want. They can murder you, and they do. They killed people all over. Brennan was with them on the Tuesday morning, let's kill this guy, let's kill that guy meeting with Barack Obama, with the drone and special ops meetings. Every Tuesday, get together and see who we kill. These guys are heinous to the core.
Yep. Yep, unfortunately, you're absolutely right. But one of the reasons why people are attacking Donald Trump for questioning or doubting the intelligence agencies is that the intelligence agencies are the foundation of the propaganda. You know, Assad is gassing his own people because we got that from one of our intelligence agencies. And we can't give you any more information because that would compromise the intelligence agency and their means and methods. So you just have to take our word for it. So if the credibility of the intelligence agencies is reduced in the eyes of the public, then the public skepticism continues to go on up. It's a gradual process of decay of all of our government institutions.
And Mike, one more thing. It's Mockingbird, and it goes on forever, but since they control huge swaths of the media, the corporate media, they can control what they say, and you know what? They've been successful in wrapping their horrible death's head, in the flag and making themselves look like James Bond, like all these heroes that are intelligence agents, that we see in the movies, the press. It's all crap. They've managed to wrap themselves in the flag. It's like Heinrich Himmler wrapping himself in the American flag.
Well, you're right. I mean, the CIA basically behaves like the mafia, but wrapped in the American flag. And because they're wrapped in the American flag, we're supposed to just look the other way when they engage in things like drug running, which they were doing not just out of Arkansas in the 1980s. They were bringing heroin, opium, back in from Vietnam. They had a nice little operation going there because they wanted a source of money that was outside congressional review and authorization.
Mike, you remember Air America at one point in Southeast Asia during the Vietnam thing? They were, I believe,
yes,
the third largest airline in the world. And it was all devoted to drug smuggling, pretty much.
It wasn't. It was basically contracted to provide non-military air support for the effort in Vietnam, but they certainly did a lot of drug smuggling. In fact, pardon me, one of the airplanes that was used in Vietnam eventually wound up in the possession of Barry Seal when he was running that operation out of Arkansas. Excuse me just a second.
Sure.
All right, I'm back. Just had to clear my throat.
Mike, all the speculation about the coordinated effort to destroy the Helsinki meetings with the indictments by Mueller and all that. And I want to harken back to when Eisenhower was supposed to meet with Khrushchev, and Francis Carey Powers got shot down. By the way,
yes.
That was after Lee Harvey Oswald, who worked as a Marine at one of the U-2 bases, and they think they have given technical information to the Russians that would enable them to shoot down and destroy that, that possible summit meeting. They go way
The version of the story I heard was that Francis Carey Powers' aircraft was sabotaged because it used multiple fuels because of the high altitude, and one of the fuels was just this little tiny tank. It was just a tiny amount of this fuel to make it all work. It was so small, it didn't even have a fuel gauge. And the story I heard was that this special fuel in this tank was drained off. They calculated that it would run out when Francis Carey Powers was over Russia and his engine would stop at altitude and he would have to come down to a lower altitude to do an aerial restart, and that's when he got shot down. And this was all about preventing Kennedy and Khrushchev from having a peace summit. So we're seeing a replay of that all over again. Politicians will sabotage their own presidents to keep their own agendas going.
clearly. And the entrenched deep state, which is basically embodied by the intelligence agencies, are better placed to do that and do it more often than anybody else. They can leak information. They can sabotage it. Like I say, they can plant stuff on your computer. They can do whatever they want. They can kill you. That's Michael Hayes.
Yep, or Seth Rich.
Or Seth Rich, that's right. Or for that matter, William Colby.
That was pretty obvious. Somebody grabbed him, and apparently he had information somebody wanted to make sure was never going to get out. Anyway, Peter, I'm going to let you go here. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. I thank you for waiting so patiently. And what's on your mind?
Don't forget about Michael Hastings. We all remember him, Peter, and his Mercedes.
Yeah, Peter did mention Hastings.
Oh, he did, yeah. Hey, Mike, I got to come in the defense of Michael Schur, not for what he said of the hit list. Well, he didn't add John Brennan, that's one thing. But Mike, he did say to dump Israel and Saudi Arabia in that great heated debate when he had up against Peter King during when he was up in the Senate talking to, they called him in because he was in charge of the Bin Laden. So I don't think that dude is I don't think he's a fraud. I think, he's angry. You know, he's basically saying, kill them before they kill us. They're going to get us all killed. You know what I mean? This is coming down. Remember, Antifa's out there beating up Trump supporters. These people started that. Not just the
Democrats. Well, it doesn't matter who started it. It doesn't matter who started it. Both sides have to stop it, or we're really going to have, civil war, or at least massive civil unrest in the streets of the United States of America. And there are so many opposing parties, nobody's going to know where to draw the battle lines. You're going to have the illegal immigrants against the legal citizens. You're going to have the Trump supporters against the Trump deranged. It's just going to be all over the place. But people have got to stop all this talk of incitement. Whether it's Michael Schur or it's Maxine Waters or it's Whoopi Goldberg, it's gone on too long as it is, and everybody needs to calm down.
But even like with John Brennan calling what Trump said traitorous, this guy is like a traitor. You know what I mean? These people, the ones going after Trump, I mean, Trump's not perfect. He's got a lot of flaws, obviously, but these people are the traitors. This is, you're witnessing, Mike, the downfall of America, because these people are coming out of the woodwork now. You know, the Max Boots of the world, and we're seeing Anderson Cooper and Wolf Blitzer for what they are. You know, and Rachel Maddow on MSNBC. We're seeing what they're just tools, and that's why Fox had to backpedal a little, because they're getting a lot of feedback from the Trump supporters now. You know, Fox don't have a lot of friends anymore. You know, Trump is the only person
None of them do, and it's almost like this war with Russia agenda or Cold War agenda isn't working. And it seems like every day they're more and more desperate to demonize Russia and to demonize Donald Trump for talking peace with Russia. And Peter was absolutely correct to bring up Francis Gary Powers. That shootdown of the U-2 plane derailed the plan that Kennedy had to try and seek some kind of detente with the Soviet Union. Kennedy wanted to call off the race to the moon in favor of a joint project. And these were all good things. But he was a threat to the military-industrial complex. He was a threat to the Federal Reserve. He was a threat to the Texas oil billionaires. He was a threat to organized crime. You get that many enemies, even if you're the president, bad things will happen. And I have to be very honest, I am very, very concerned that we've reached a point where if these anti-Trumpers aren't able to get any more traction with the propaganda about collusion and hacking, that there may be an actual attempt on the president's life. And I know he's got his own private security working together with the Secret Service Protective Detail. And all I can say is be vigilant, because my sense is there's a real danger out there. with all this talk of violence and with all of this opposition to Trump's policies, there is a threat, and be vigilant.
And Mike, you know what? Donald Trump is like Kennedy, and John Brennan is Dulles, one of the Dulles brothers.
Yes.
Because he, even though he's not in there anymore, he has a lot of contacts, and you know, they can do a lot. I mean, they can pull some kind of a false flag with Estonia doing something. You know what I mean? Like, they
okay.
can do something.
All right. Dustin, yeah. Got to take a break for commercials. Don't hang up. I'm going to come back to you because you're making a very good point about the Dulles brothers.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles, a four-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're still talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And you're right. There's almost a sense of deja vu about what's going on. We have a president who's trying to, you know, calm down relations with Russia that have been fanned up by Cold War version 2. That's like John F. Kennedy. And you're absolutely right. Brennan fits right into the mold of Alan Dulles. Who was head of the CIA in Kennedy's time until Kennedy fired him over the Bay of Pigs. So, wow, I mean, history may not repeat, but it's definitely rhyming.
Yeah, but Mike, we got out of the Cold War because, remember, Cuba happened because of us putting, what, the Persia 2 missiles in the Turkey. That's
Pershing.
Why the Cuba, Pershing, was it the Pershing 2 missile, right? I think that's
yes.
But the Cuban Missile Crisis was because of that. But, Mike, we're at a situation where we might not have that chance again. You know, we were given that chance and that. Remember they wanted to sink one of the ships going to Cuba, the Russian ships, and then you found out later
yeah.
there was a Russian subs under there. They had nuclear torpedoes, and we all know how that would have ended. You know, but I'm saying we're at this point again, and I mean,
yes.
It could turn out the opposite way this time. You know, I mean, this is
well,
the kind
somebody
of crazy
could make a mistake. Somebody could, you know, Dr. Strangelove was a warning that, you know, some officer could just on his own say, yeah, let's get the party started here. If you remember the movie War Games, that was actually based on a real life incident that actually happened and almost triggered a nuclear war. But the armaments industry, the military industrial complex, they're making huge amounts of money and they're willing to risk this kind of war because they're not going to fight in it and it's good for business. The bigger the wars are, the more money they make. And they're pushing really hard for Cold War II, if not a hot war, which I'm convinced would be an absolute mistake for the United States. But the reason the first Cold War ended was, of course, the collapse of the Soviet Union. And we may see Cold War 2.0 end with the collapse of the United States.
And nothing's happening here, Mike. Rotting infrastructure. 63%
yep.
of the American people can't get $1,000 up for an emergency. And, Mike, I went on
yep.
YouTube. I saw all the – China's building infrastructure all over the world. They got – in Nairobi, they got uranium mines they're building. They got train
yep.
stations and lines they built. They're expanding their lines, all brand new. And we're not building crap here. It's over here, Mike.
Well,
I mean,
we are building crap. That light rail down here at the bottom of the hill. I mean, years behind schedule, billions over budget. And it's emblematic of all that's gone wrong with this country, with everything is politicized. Our government has bankrupted the wealth of this nation on the machinery of war. And we're obviously not going to win in Syria. Now they're talking about pulling out of Afghanistan. And I would like to see all these wars come to an end. But would it not have been better to have simply not started these wars in the first place and spent all of that money on rebuilding this nation? And now they've missed the opportunity.
All right, thanks, Mike. Have a good show.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we will be right back.
Media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.